Let's eat. Prep Sports Now, Monday afternoon. Case Kiefer, your co-host, alongside Ray Brewer, here to talk all things high school football. I had to get that out because where I happened to be watching NFL games, the establishment yesterday, the dude behind me was a huge Jets fan. Just kept yelling, "Let's eat, Geno," every time Geno Smith did something, which wasn't very often. And I wanted to follow it with Sun Standout, since, as you know, Friday Night Eat is our slogan this year.
Yes, yes. I actually watch games on Sunday as well. Rarity for me.
Did you hear any "Let's eat"?
No. Well, I mean, I was at a restaurant. There was
some eating.
Some eating going on. I actually had a, not that our listeners care, but I had an Asian chicken salad from Buffalo Wild Wings. And they put sriracha in there as part of the sauce.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Good?
Oh, awful.
Oh, awful?
I don't like spicy foods. So it was like I probably had 4 glasses of water to eat half the salad. It's embarrassing.
Interesting. Was it the Buffalo Wild Wings up by Coronado?
No, it was the Horizon and Horizon one, nonetheless.
So that's like the Foothill one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's where I saw that girl, Taylor Turney. She didn't recognize me yet.
Sun Standout.
Yeah,
preseason team. I feel like there's a Buffalo Wild Wings for like every Henderson school.
Yes.
Every time I go in the Coronado one, I think one time I even saw Talich and the whole coaching staff there like a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's just covered in Coronado students over where I live. I think the one probably used like Foothill.
Foothill,
closer
yeah.
to where you live. And then there's the Green Valley one.
There is.
By, right across from
Sunset
Station.
Oh, in the Galleria Mall, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Anyways, we're talking high school football here.
Yeah, that was high school football. They all have their own territory.
It's not
like that Canes up there that Centennial and Arbor you have to fight over.
Do you remember when Applebee's used to brand itself as like this community, you know, hangout, and you'd go in and there'd be pictures of the high school teams and all that?
Yeah, the great, and it rings true with the great high school football television show. Friday Night Lights.
One of my favorite I never watched one episode of that show.
They all hang out at the Applebee's, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how you never watched a second of that.
You know me, man. My TV watching.
You would love it, though.
I know, but I don't want to get too involved in a show. Like, I watch Castle, right? My favorite show.
Uh-huh.
Ever since Beckett and Castle's wedding got canceled because of a...
spoiler alert. Sorry.
Well, no. It happened at the end of last year. He got in a car accident and kidnapped.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of our listeners might want to go back and watch Castle.
But nonetheless, I haven't been able to watch it because I've been so heartbroken that the marriage didn't happen.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, high school football. Great effort by Green Valley.
Coronado's heartbroken, just like Castle and Beckett.
7 points. How does Green Valley limit Coronado to 7 points? Was Green Valley's defense, you were at the game, lights out off the charts, or was Coronado's offense, which slung it around pretty good to multiple receivers in the past, not as good as I thought?
Yeah, this game was not what I was expecting at all. Really low scoring. I mean, I think when I'm going to see Coronado, that I'm going to see that fancy offense, those pictures of random things where John Ferrella and what's the receiver's name? Blanking, whatever. They're just
Tanner Gorski.
They're going to see these pictures and be inspired, run all over the field. It didn't look like that. I mean, they really had trouble throwing the ball. I think I was really harsh on Las Vegas when I saw them earlier this year because they completed like 29% of their pass or something. I think Coronado through the first 3 quarters was even less than that. It wasn't until the game was kind of out of reach that they even went over that. So to answer your question, I think it's a little bit of both. Coronado, just something wasn't right offensively. I mean, I got to think when they were beating some of these teams earlier in the year, I mean, they destroyed Vegas just 2 weeks ago. They won in California. I got to think they were clicking a little better. But at the same time, I'm absolutely not taking anything away from the Green Valley defense, which I thought was outstanding. Just did not see coming. And we knew they had put up some good results this year. I mean, a couple of their games they had pretty much won because of their defense. But I didn't think they were going to be this good. I mean, their front seven, specifically, they got a lot of pressure all night and just made some big plays.
And I think, you know, eventually talent has to take over, as I said last week. And I just thought that Coronado had more bodies to throw at Green Valley. I mean, the other way around. Green Valley had more bodies to throw at Coronado, in my humble opinion. Green Valley, Case, has done a real good job running the ball. Brennan Adams, Albert Lake, a better job than usual. It's taken some pressure off the passing game. The question of the day is Green Valley now the new favorite to win the Sunrise? Because I think you and me lean the same way, unfortunately, on this answer.
Yeah, here's the thing, and I wasn't blown away by Green Valley's offense, to be honest. And I know some of that was Coronado's defense, too. But they put up 18 points in this. They kind of labored at times. You know, I think we've talked about this all year with Green Valley. And they do have some kids stepping up. The Austin Warhop kid played really well for them at receiver. I think he had, like, half their catches. But I feel like we got spoiled. By the last 2 years, Green Valley was just absolutely loaded at receiver. They had all these guys. I don't feel like they're as strong there maybe this year. And, yeah, the running game was good. It was, Albert Lake and Brandon Adams did enough for them, but it wasn't like, I think from hearing you talk about it, maybe some of the games you were at, it was, like, really explosive all year. It worked because they just controlled the ball, but these guys, I mean, they probably only averaged, like, 4 yards per carry. Well, so, it just, the offense, I guess when I always thought, like, when Lake and Lopez or seniors, like, oh, who knows what kind of show is this going to be? These guys have been awesome ever since they're sophomores. I really thought they'd be putting up like 40
Nintendo.
Points every, yeah,
Nintendo.
I thought it would just be ridiculous, and I don't think it's really like that. So for the favorite in the Sunrise, you can definitely make a case it's them, but I still think the most impressive unit out of anyone in the Sunrise is, I think, Liberty's defense is the best if I have to take one specific unit, and because of that strength, I think if I had to pick one team right now, I would pick Liberty.
I still like Liberty as well. Liberty needs to get healthy, needs to establish a run game. You can't put the whole offense and scoring on the shoulders of a freshman quarterback who, by all indications, is improving, and by the time the playoffs come or a potential matchup with Green Valley would be, you know, I guess you could say a sophomore. But if Tuilagi could get back healthy and could give them some production in the ground game, you still have to like Liberty's chances, because I think the Liberty defense, like you said, when you got Noah Jefferson, who's going to SC, leading the way, I think advantage Liberty for me still. Maybe the result against Canyon Springs was a perfect storm for Liberty, and they'll right the ship. And listen to this. Vegas beats Canyon now, so now Liberty, Canyon, and Vegas, they're in a three-team race that's going to be determined by a tiebreaker to win the Northeast.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. I don't even know what the tiebreaker is.
It's like points scored, head-to-head.
Okay.
Which, if Liberty beat Vegas, would be all equal, right?
Yeah.
Because Vegas beat Canyon, Canyon beat Liberty, and Liberty will beat Vegas.
Yeah.
So then it would go to tiebreakers on points scored, and Liberty, I think, would be on the short end of that stick because they got goose-egged against – right?
Yeah.
So could you imagine Liberty losing all the tiebreakers and having to play on the road the entire playoffs? Four-time defending state champs.
This
tie, three-way tie for the league. And what a joke, dude. I'm sorry. 80% of the teams make the playoffs. Four out of five teams don't make the playoffs.
Well, yeah, we talk about this every year. It's ridiculous.
D.O. beat Bonanza. Congratulations for D.O. and its first win against Bonanza. Oh, they're a playoff team. One win, Desert Oasis, one win is going to play the nation's number one ranked team in the first round of the playoffs. Only in our embarrassing state of Nevada.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Here's the thing I'm worried about in the Sunrise is, like you said, there's just so much parity. Liberty could be playing on the road the whole playoffs. The game I want to see, and I think both of us, by the way, we're talking, want to see, is Liberty and Green Valley. And there's just no guarantee that's going to happen because all these teams are so evenly
matched. Are the Kitty Cats back in the mix?
I think that Las Vegas, you're going to call them the Kitty Cats now?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm the one that has to be on them. I mean, I'm still a little skeptical, to be honest. I thought this was a great spot for them. You were at that game.
Great game. Canyon Vegas produced another classic.
Right.
Back and forth, ton of excitement. Kids wanted it on both sides. Jacob Littlefield, by the way, might be the pound-for-pound best player in town.
Yeah, really good player. Makes
he
it
makes
every tackle.
Every tackle. I mean, you would think sometime you would try to game plan about running away from him every tackle. His brother Cruz is pretty special too.
Yeah.
And shout out to Danny Ortiz for that game-winning sack for Las Vegas High.
Yep, so Las Vegas 30, Canyon Springs 27. So I still would not pick Vegas to win the Sunrise or anything, but I will say, if you talk to people around town, I know you told me about someone who knows these teams better than us because they're breaking down film. I heard from someone. People are picking Vegas to win this division. They really think they're the best team. So maybe I was wrong still. Maybe they had the perfect storm, which you brought up the Liberty with this three-game losing streak, and maybe they're going to run through the division now. I don't think they can be counted out.
I don't think they could be counted out either. It's just kind of a wait and see. We're talking a team that, okay, look at Las Vegas' body of work. Okay, they beat Legacy. They crush Rancho. No big surprise. Everybody crushes Rancho, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except Sunrise Mountain, which only won by one. I felt awful for Rancho. Week two, they beat up on Legacy, right? But they got three early turnovers in the first quarter, jumped out to like a 26-0 lead, didn't score the rest of the game. Maybe a red flag, right? Week three, they play Palo, right? They get a bye and they play Palo, right? What happens? You were at the game, right? Were you at the Palo Vegas game?
Yes.
Shut out, killed,
yes.
Destroyed.
Yes.
Next week, they get Centennial at their own house. They fall behind 20-0. They make a minor comeback, but they lose to Centennial. Next week, they're at Coronado. Coronado destroys them. Right? So now, what's the difference between those three losses and now? Are they more dedicated? Did they change the offense a little bit? Elijah Hicks is now the freshman starting tailback. They move Elias Miller, going to BYU, to play running back, now plays wide receiver.
So there's some big differences. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Was Miller the running back against Coronado?
Yes.
He's now the wide receiver. And he caught the game-winning touchdown against Kansas.
Were they able to get him the ball pretty consistently?
He touched the ball four times. That's a problem. Would you agree?
I mean,
the Hicks kid is great, but if you have two good players like Hicks and Miller, now Miller has just become a great decoy?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Miller clearly should have gotten the ball more in the game I was at, but at the same time, going into the season, I wasn't that high on the kid. I hadn't even seen him play. You're telling me he's the best player in town.
Best running back in town.
Yeah.
Not player.
Okay, well, you were extremely high on him.
I mean,
Something must be going on there if they're only getting the ball four times.
Well, how much of it – I mean, you got the line, the Twins haven't played all year for Vegas. The line's in shambles.
Yeah.
But shout out to the Hicks kid. He's found a way to get some good yardage.
I think both of those guys probably need to get the ball more, I guess.
You got – yeah. I mean, at least – yeah, exactly. I just don't know if I'm – I love Vegas. I've been partial to them in every sport the last 5.5 years we've been doing this show. It's, you know, I just don't know. I don't know what to think about Canyon either.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas, to me, Vegas, that's just really strange. I mean, the way they lost all these games, and then now you're telling me about this pretty gigantic personnel switch, moving the kid to receiver. My mind is kind of spinning right now. I'm not really sure what to think. Canyon, since I wasn't at this game, I kind of expected them to come out a little bit flatter here and maybe not win this in a game that I thought was pretty evenly matched. What's the confusing part about Canyon? What did they do well and what didn't they do well in this game?
Well, they fell behind 20-0, and then they rallied. They blocked the field goal before half, took it to the house on the last play of the half, and then they put up a great fight. Stevenson was injured and didn't play.
He got hurt in the Liberty game.
Doesn't look good for him. He had some kind of device on his leg.
Device.
Yeah. It was like a brace of some kind.
Okay, good. I'm just glad it wasn't like an IED.
No. Yeah. He's And, you know, the Alexander kid does throw a nice ball, and, you know, Canyon does play some pretty good D. I will give them that. And they've got a good kicker now.
Yeah, he made a couple field goals in the Liberty game.
Yeah, and Canyon was right there with them. They brought the game down to the end, and then I think it's one mistake is they're down at the 13-yard line with 20-some seconds to go. They were throwing to get the win, and they got back-to-back sacks because Vegas brought the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have kicked the field goal to go to overtime at home. It goes back to our argument. How aggressive do you want to be? You're aggressive. You go for the W. I'm conservative. I go for the try to extend the game. I mean, it's a lot of pressure to put on a kicker, snap, hold, kick. But when you're at the 13, that's only, what, a 30-yard field goal, give or take, right?
Yeah.
And this kicker is
– how much time was left?
They were on the 13 with 25 seconds.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But, I mean, you've struggled so much. You've come all the way back.
After the first sack, do you go for – I don't know. You're right. You've come all the way back. You've got them – you know, maybe you've got some matchups on that you think you could exploit.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just try like a screen pass where you have a guy who could take it into the end zone And then if you don't, you call a timeout and kick the field goal.
Yeah, I would think that would work.
I don't know if they had a timeout, though. I can't remember. Okay, maybe maybe they were out of timeouts, which means they had to throw, and everything I said was wrong.
It's kind of hard to break down because we don't know the exact details. But
by the way, Hunky Cooper does not listen to the podcast or read anything we write. Does not want to be influenced by anything we have to say. He wants to be a free thinker.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah.
What was the hunky quote of the week? I know you texted to me.
Let me pull it up. The best quote I've heard. Let me pull it up. Did you respond to me when I sent that to you?
Yeah, I said we should put it on the podcast, but I forgot. So instead, you're just going to read it in your best hunky voice.
Oh, I don't think I have that. It's just on this phone. Every email I've sent to you, anything that comes up from Case, maybe I deleted it.
All right.
It's the last quote I use in the story.
Okay.
Yeah, pull it up. Best quote of the year. Leader in the clubhouse. Great radio here. Great podcast. Don't stop.
I thought you were going to find it on your phone.
I couldn't find it. I probably deleted it.
All right. It is, when you dig a hole with a 20-0 deficit in the first quarter, that is a lot of digging. We dug that hole with a tractor and had to fill it back up with a spoon. That is pretty outstanding.
But could you imagine it in Hunky's voice when he's all fired up?
Yeah, for sure. Canyon is going to Green Valley this week, which is one of the best games of the week. We'll talk about that in the picks.
Non-league game.
Kind of interesting non-league game, which I guess I knew, but I didn't really realize until a couple minutes ago now with the realignment. One last thing on Green Valley Coronado. I actually got an interesting email asking for suggestions that all these Henderson teams that play each other, we got names for all these games. We got the battle for Boulder Highway going down this weekend with Basic and Foothill, the Henderson Bowl with Basic and Green Valley. Green Valley Coronado is like bigger than any of them now. Why don't we have a name for this game, and what would it be?
They started doing something with the flag, right? Did you get that?
I think it's just the student section.
Oh, the student section? Yeah. One of the
Which,
kids
by the way, Coronado
came in all white?
Wow. Well, they came in all white, but their stands are just absolutely packed. That's probably the best road crowd I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I mean, they might have had more people there than Green Valley. It was very close.
Yeah.
It was very impressive. I was impressed, at least.
I don't know. Didn't help much. I don't know why, because we don't have because Silverado Liberty is supposed to be a big game, too, right?
Isn't that...
I guess I don't over know. In it's, that area.
But Green Valley Coronado now, they're in the same division, it seems like, every year for a while now.
They're in the same division for a year and a half.
Okay, well, I still think it needs a name. What are, like, the battle for the 215 or Old Green Valley versus New Green Valley? Or what's Henderson famous for? You've been here longer than me.
What's it famous for?
Let's see.
Hendertucky. I don't know.
That's not the Hendertucky region, though.
Yeah.
There's got to be something we could come up with for this.
All right. Well, let's think it over. What's the cutoff line between Coronado and Green Valley? The battle for Mountain Ridge Park? I don't even know the name of the park.
I don't even know the park. Oh, I like some of these pop culture things I just found. Lethal Weapon 4, I-215 was used.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon Bowl?
No. That was over by Eastern where it happened, that they filmed the scene.
Oh, okay. So that doesn't work. Paranormal Activity 4 takes place in Henderson.
What about? I got a great idea. I got to write it down, though, because it might be bad. Let me ask you this question. So this week, Green Valley and Canyon play, right?
Uh-huh.
They could likely meet in the playoffs. If you're either of those teams, do you show everything you have? Because the game doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you want to win.
Well, you want to win. You want to keep momentum. But do you want to pull out all your plays? Or do you want to keep the playbook kind
of
basic?
I mean, at this point of the
season, you don't
want
to show much
on film.
Both teams
have played, what, 6 or 7 games? You've shown pretty much everything. Except unless you're going to add new wrinkles, like, the week of to play a team. Which you don't – maybe you don't want to add anything new this week, but you've shown everything you have pretty much.
Okay.
I think you both go for the win. I mean, look, especially now, you've got some kids on both sides of this game that have been a ton to the program for like 3 years now. Mm-hmm. This is their senior year. They only have a handful of high school football games left forever. You want to get the win. And I really like the name. But
Didn't you cover the Green Valley Canyon game last year? Came down to a field goal?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
I was. It took me a second because I was –
Two
the,
years
the one game ever where I was sitting in the stands because I had was supposed to be on crutches.
Oh, yeah.
After tearing some ligaments in my ankle. So I was sitting up there elevating my ankle watching from the stands. It was a little awkward. Yeah, I remember it being a really sloppy game, but a lot of points. Mm-hmm.
Two years in a row, Canyon has lost to Green Valley on last-second field goals.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean, this is a tough game. This is a tougher game to pick than I think people are making it out to be.
I just think that Canyon is more and the Green Valley people are going to call me right away, and I know my phone's going to ring when I say this, but tell me I'm not right. I think Green Valley has got a little more swag, Canyon's got a little more swag, a little more toughness than Green Valley. That's why the game is closer, because Green Valley on paper should beat Canyon pretty convincingly.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, I was really impressed with Green Valley's defense. Obviously, we saw two different games because you saw them give up a ton of points to Basic. I mean, they were hard-hitting and tough and everything else.
Those points were late, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they were hard-hitting and tough to me and everything else. And, I mean, the last 2 years, both these games came down to a field goal. Yeah. So is Green Valley really that much better than Canyon Springs? Canyon Springs shut out Liberty. Not that Liberty's offense is great, but
I keep
still
going back to 44-14 Arborview Canyon for some reason, even though they beat Liberty.
Well, I just think Arborview is that good, which we should mention, our Sun standout, player of the week, easy choice this week. Even though we want to get some different positions in there, Herman Gray ran for 318 yards and 5 touchdowns, I think, against Legacy. So congratulations. He has a pizza gift card coming his way, a LasVegasSun.com story. And candidacy in the end of the year.
Certificate, too.
Yeah, certificate. Yes. All kinds of goodies for Herman Gray winning the Player of the Week. The thing is, I just think Arborview is that good. And I think we go back like a month ago on the podcast where I talked about how I thought the sunset was a lot better than the sunrise and you jumped all over me. I think that it's kind of playing out to be true.
Well, I think Centennial and Arborview are – I can't wait for that game.
And Palo has beaten Green Valley, which you want to discount. But it happened.
It happened. It happened. You're right.
I mean,
just like Coronado beat Green Valley, Four Wing Coronado beat Green Valley last year. Play the game 10 times. Green Valley wins 8 out of 2 against.
No way.
Palo.
They do not win 8 out of 10. There is no way. That's insane. 8 out of 10.
Mate, that's what I'm saying.
No, that is crazy.
I saw Paolo.
I
saw Paolo couldn't figure out which way to move the ball forward or backwards against Liberty.
You are an admittedly Sunrise homer, and that's all I can sign this off.
Bro, I live
8
in the
out
Sunrise.
Of 10? 8
I
out of 10.
I live in the Sunrise. What do you mean?
8
this
out
is
of
my
10.
Region.
I know, exactly.
8 out of 10, yeah.
That is insane.
I just said, by the way, Arborview and Centennial are the best two teams
Non-Gorman.
Not named Gorman
I just
in town.
I agree with that.
And I know who I'm picking in that game already. I don't want to give it away.
I know who I'm picking, too. I wonder if it's the same.
It probably won't be.
We'll have to talk offline.
Oh, boy. That's our $5 play of the week.
I bet it is the same.
By the way,
not
to rip on the same guy 3 straight weeks in a row, but the referee in the Mojave Cheyenne TV game that ended at like 11:20 at night. Love those TV games. Same guy that did Henderson Bowl.
It was bad.
I'm just saying, if you're keeping stats of flags on the floor, this guy is the leader in the clubhouse every year. Every time I see him, I want to go hide because I know I'm not going to get home at a good time.
Well, at least they got a great game for television. Cheyenne beats Mojave 21-20. We touch on this every week, but let's do it again before we get to the picks. Absolutely insane in the D1A sunset. Right now you have Spring Valley on top at 4-1. Cheyenne, Faith Lutheran, Clark, Sierra Vista, all 3-2, because Faith Lutheran just smacked down Sierra Vista. I think it was 28-7.
Did you have Sierra in that game?
I did.
You fall in love too easy. Go
no,
ahead.
Contrary to what you say, and it's easy to say now after the game, this is the first time where I've really been like, okay, Faith Lutheran's got it again. You've been telling me for weeks, oh, they're back to a state championship contender. I don't think one Hail Mary win over Mojave makes you a state championship contender. 2-3 in the league, Mojave, by the way. I think this was by far Faith Lutheran's finest hour of the season, and so do they. Talking to Coach Vernon Fox, he said, by far the best we've played. Everything came together. So I will defend that pick. I think that going into it, it was a closer game than you made it out to be. I think Faith Lutheran, I think you're right now, they are getting back to that state championship level.
I know that I'll be honest with you. I really, 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 really want to see Faith Lutheran versus Moapa Valley in Moapa Valley.
first round? That's where it could happen. Very
it
likely.
Could be the second round.
Okay, yeah, it could. I mean,
I would drop everything I'm doing that day to go to that game.
That would be a really good one.
Two well-coached teams, two great fan bases, good players on both sides of the ball. Let's get after it, strap it up, and see who wins. Sign me up.
Desert Pines is going to have an awfully interesting first-round game, too. I mean, we have no idea where any of these teams can land. It can still go anywhere. Right now, Mojave's on the outside looking in.
2-3, and they've given up two Hail Marys, basically, to lose games.
How insane is that?
It's called the prevent defense.
You might want to use it.
Yeah, put 10 guys back. Let Cheyenne run off 10 yards of play and then go hug some cheerleaders because you won the game. But it is what it is.
Three-game losing streak for Mojave after starting 4-0.
And they've been banged up all year, but no excuse. You got to play prevent D.
My team, Sierra Vista, down to 3-2. One of these 3-2 teams is going to miss the playoffs because there's four of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's only three spots. Sierra Vista has Spring Valley, another team I love that I think you were discounting a little bit this week, and then at Pahrump Valley.
If you worked for the NIAA, Case, would you send out a note to the coaches before the last week of the season to let them know what they had to do to get in the playoffs?
Absolutely, but I think that sometimes doesn't happen.
Okay, that's just me being facetious. I'm sorry.
Doesn't that? Yeah, I think that's going to be really integral here in the. In the Sunset.
You got to have a calculator to figure this out.
I don't even think a calculator can
help.
If
Team A beats Team B, that beats Team F, that beats Team D, and Western loses again, who makes the playoffs?
How great would that be if Western won?
Yeah.
In the last week to throw things up. Let's see who they're playing. At Mojave. Yeah. Hey, Mojave's playing. You never know.
Hail Mary. Hail Mary. All right. You want to get to the picks, kid?
All right. Let's start with the picks. What's
Thursday Night Lights. It'll start at 8. It'll get over on Friday. Silverado hosting Liberty. Obviously.
So much hate.
No, I'm just saying. I think it's a great idea to get the kids on TV. Start the game at 7 and tape delay it to 8.
All right.
Who's watching the game?
All
right. Everybody's at the game that cares about the two teams. Start the game at 7. I'd love the kids to be on TV. Get your DVD of being on TV. Interview all the kids. It's phenomenal. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Start the game at 7 so that we could get the score in the review journal the next day. Doesn't everybody want to see their score in the review journal? Right?
I mean, I think it's a small price to play to get to play on TV. I think the kids really like it.
But they get home
TV.
At 11:40. The game ends at 11:45. And then you got to go wake up at 6 o'clock for school the next day.
Well, this
you know me. I'm education,
this
baby.
This is another topic entirely, but school starts way too early here. It's insane when you told me how early school starts.
There's a reason
here.
Why some schools are like, we'll pass on playing on the TV game. And you see Sunrise Mountain at Rancho as a TV game. Trust me, nobody's watching Sunrise Mountain at Rancho. Or what was it? Sunrise Boulder City. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rancho. They only lost by one. Heartbreak Hotel, though, for them. Anyways, I've offended too many people today. I apologize. It is what it is.
Silverado at Liberty.
At least in the Thursday Night Light game, can you keep the official that throws 20 flags a game home? Can we at least? Silverado at Liberty. listen, Silverado barely lost to Foothill. It's obviously improved, and there's no mistaking they've got two big linemen. They're going to be motivated to play Liberty because the schools are so close and because they're fighting for players in that area. I still think Liberty's motivated. They win convincingly.
Yeah, I'm going to take Liberty, but I think it'll be maybe a little closer than you have it. I mean, there's been years where Silverado's not that good, and they play Liberty really tough. I think Silverado might be a little better than they've been in past years. So I'm going to say Liberty, but not by all that much, maybe two touchdowns.
I think if Liberty actually gets healthy and it clicks, it's got the talent to do something special.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Valley is playing Vegas. Vegas.
It's over.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Okay. Battle for Boulder Highway, my favorite game. Basic against Foothill. Foothill is the host. And I actually think this game is going to be pretty close. I think Basic's biggest problem is it can't stop a nosebleed. And
you have a new favorite game every week. Or were you being facetious and this isn't really your
favorite
game?
No, I really like this one. And you're right, I do have a favorite game every week. This is my favorite game of the week. You know, like those betting services? This is my Pac-10 October play of the day. Play of the month. Right? This is my favorite game of this week in October.
I like Foothill in this game. Why do you make too. The line? Just because I'm worried about the schedule that we're not going to have many opportunities for a $5 bet of the week. We tried to make it on Basics last rivalry game. You turned me down at the 12, and you would have covered.
Foothill minus 11. Oof.
I mean, you can say the points were late, but Basic didn't even lose to Green Valley by 11. So dude, there's no way I'm taking Foothill
Green Valley's
minus
11. Backup quarterback fumbled twice, and Basic scored 12-yard touchdowns in the final minute.
It still counts, does it not?
It still counts, but if the kid holds on to the ball, they win by 20-some points, and you're like, 11, I'll take that any day of the week.
I don't think I'm going to take 11, okay. But I got Foothill.
Okay.
I'm just worried about our opportunities. Maybe we'll find somewhere okay. else.
Eldo at Coronado. Coronado. But, hey, listen, Eldo is much improved. I think Vernon's done a phenomenal job over there, considering the numbers they're working with. They put up great fights against Basic and Foothill. It won't be a good fight against Coronado, but nothing to hang their heads about. If the realignment was done by sport, El Dorado would be in the lower league, and they'd be playing for a state championship.
Yeah.
Small price to pay for the kids. The kids have to suffer because the adults can't get it right.
We had almost perfect timing with our Sun Standout Player of the Week last week. Spencer Kofer, the kicker for Coronado, eventually came in the game.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, it was 2 weeks? I thought it was last week.
Last week was the Moapa Valley kid.
Oh, okay, 2 weeks ago. Anyway, Kofer came in at quarterback in the Green Valley game. First drive took Coronado right down the field, which they weren't able to do all night. Scored to cut it to a one-touchdown game. All he needed was a stop, and he would have had a chance to win the game. Didn't get it. Green Valley, like I said, that running game was just picking up 4 or 5 yards at time, just marched right down the field, long drive to win it. But, man, I...
Do you think
even if it's committee, I think you got to get Kofer in there at quarterback more. The kid was.
I mean, did Ferrelli just have a bad game? Because he's been your guy the last.
That's why it's really hard to say, because I obviously haven't seen Coronado another time this season. I was talking to another reporter there, though, and he said that sometimes they will put Kofer in just for a change of pace to run more zone read mm-hmm. stuff. And it just works so good against Green Valley, why the offense was so stagnant the rest of mm-hmm. the time. Certainly be something I think you want to see a little bit more of going forward.
You likely won't learn much against El Dorado, though.
No, I'm just saying it's an interesting thing to watch going down. Because, I mean, the Kofer kid's just he's a special athlete, clearly.
I agree.
Might as well get him in the game and try to, you know, use more than just his leg.
Exactly.
But,
okay.
Yeah, we're on agreement for Coronado. Arborview at Bonanza, this is going to be really ugly. Bonanza.
Arborview.
Desert Oasis covered for me last week. Yeah. Against
scored Bonanza. More points in one game than they had the whole year, right?
Minus 18. Yeah. So you got Green Valley, but I got that one. So I'm still up $5 on the year.
Yep.
$5 bet of the week.
Yep. Dio at Cimarron.
Ooh, going right into Dio, who we're talking about.
Yeah. Cimarron's been wildly inconsistent and underachieving.
Yeah, you want to talk about teams going in opposite directions. I feel like Desert Oasis has gotten better and Cimarron's gotten worse. Based on the scores.
Yes.
Am I out of line to say that?
I know. I'll be honest with you. I know very little about both teams, but based on one conversation I had, I have Cimarron winning. Might be wrong. I might be right. I'm not sure.
Just for the heck of it, I'm going to go with Desert Oasis here.
All right. Why not?
Desert Oasis to beat Cimarron. This is for the 3 seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The right to play Palo Verde.
Instead of Gorman.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Paolo just beat Cimarron pretty handily last weekend.
I think you passed me in the picks, by the way, this week.
Yeah. That's what
you
get when you
straight.
That's
years.
What you get when you pick against the Cowboys. Right? You yeah. flipped.
I did.
And you picked Boulder City.
I thought you were going to say that's what you get when you pick against the Gators, but also the Cowboys.
Yeah.
All right. Legacy at Bishop Gorman. Legacy played Gorman really tough last year. Were they leading at halftime or just down a field goal or something?
I think they were down a field goal at halftime.
Okay. That's not going to happen this year. Gorman is way better. I don't think Legacy is as good.
Exactly.
All right. Gorman.
If Gorman could put up 35 points in a half and a little bit against St. John Bosco, they could put up whatever they want against whoever else. Gorman.
All right.
Is that good to say?
I mean, what am I going to disagree
Durango
with?
At Palo.
Yeah, Palo Verde is going to win this game big. This isn't the best slate of games this week.
No.
Boulder City at Moapa Valley. It's the real Suns standout player from last week, Caleb Bodily, right?
Yep.
Okay. Moapa Valley. Bodily has a big game.
Bodily and whoever else they want to give the ball to.
Right. Sunrise Mountain at Del Sol. This one could be close, I would say.
Yeah, actually, Sunrise Mountain played Boulder. Here's what I can't figure out. I really thought Sunrise Mountain was going to hand it to Rancho. They only won 21-20.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Del Sol gets back to its running ways. I think they pound the rock 40 times and they beat Sunrise Mountain.
This is probably Sunrise Mountain's only chance for a win in the division, I think.
And a winning streak. They've never had a winning streak before.
Oh, yeah. I can't pick them to win here, though. I mean, Del Sol did some good things at the beginning of the season. I think you got to look at their season as a whole. I'm going Del Sol.
Yeah.
Chaparral at Virgin Valley.
I am a Chaparral. Boom, boom.
Let's see if you – are you sticking to your school or are you sticking to your theory of how hard it is to travel?
I'm sorry. Chaparral is – I mean, they put up 60 against Boulder, didn't they?
They put up a lot of points. This team, I think – I know you're celebrating and you're all happy. Almost,
you go ahead.
But this team's got to be a little bit better than you expected this year, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They're doing good things.
I didn't – trust me, I didn't expect much, unfortunately.
Look at their losses, too, by the way. They lost by a touchdown to L-Dog. They lost by 6 to Mojave and by 2 touchdowns to DP. They've been in every game. They won every other game.
Yep, preach. They're going to be the 3, and I wouldn't want to be the 2 over there.
Well, I mean, there's some upset potential there.
Oh, yeah, I agree with
you.
Yeah,
big shout-out to Shap. I don't know any of their players, unfortunately.
Well, neither do I.
Next week, we're going to give some shout-outs to Shap after they win this game big at Virgin Valley. This was the game. God, I love this game. I was really hoping Sierra Vista beat Faith Lutheran so we could have 2 4-1 teams squaring off for first place in the Sunset. Didn't get it. Sierra Vista got blown out, but they're hosting Spring Valley, a chance to bounce back. If the craziness of this division is any indicator of what's going to happen in the future, then Sierra Vista has a good chance to knock Spring Valley off their perch.
Let me ask you this. If Spring Valley wins this game, do they win the league?
Well, they would have a 2-game lead on everyone, so yeah, right? Or no, not
well, no,
no
but
they would
have a 1-game lead, but would they own the tiebreaker over – well, shoot, who knows? There's so many teams.
This speaking that I thought this could be a huge game for first place, what about next week to end the regular season if Spring Valley wins the Spring Valley Faith Lutheran? That's a game.
Well, it's a good game, but even if Faith would beat Spring, then they would have 2 losses.
It would be a tiebreaker, but everyone would have 2 losses.
Well, Faith would win the head-to-head with Spring, but
someone else, I mean, Clark or Cheyenne could also still just have 2 losses.
And Cheyenne beat Faith, right?
Yeah. Or Clark beat Faith.
I think they both beat Faith.
They both beat Faith.
Yeah.
This, like we said, this division is absolutely insane.
I'd love to have a play-in game to get to the playoffs.
I don't think that's going to happen. No. Okay. I don't think you're going to do that.
Okay.
Man, I hate bouncing off of my team, Sierra Vista, who I've loved, but I also love Spring Valley. I think Spring Valley's got the best defense, maybe, in this division, so I'm going to go with defense this time and take Spring Valley.
I got to go back to an oldie but goodie, buddy. Best player on the field.
You had a win for best player on the field last week because I was arguing that Coronado was the better team and Green Valley just had the better players.
Yeah, I'm going to take Malik Brody, even though he might not – he's very good. Is he better than Christian Tazi? Not sure. But I think he's going to get more opportunities to impact the game. And I'm going to take Vista.
Look, Spring Valley has given up 25 points all year or something like that, or maybe like 35. This defense is just nasty. I don't think we've talked about it enough. The Grizzlies are going to maul whoever they play.
Well, I think the result that speaks volumes of Spring Valley is 19-6, how they lost to Moapa.
Yeah.
Right?
So I was actually counting some of their losses.
Yeah, because I think Moapa Valley is the leader in the clubhouse to win state.
Yeah, so it's definitely. We've agreed with that from day one. They've actually given up 50 points, but that's not too bad in 7 games.
That's good.
Yeah, I've got Spring Valley.
I got Sierra Vista.
I can't wait for this Spring Valley.
Do you want to make this our $5 play?
You're going to make me pick against Sierra Vista in our $5 play?
You're taking Spring, aren't you?
I know, but I love Sierra Vista. It's like my favorite team all year. Well, what would you make the line on this game?
Spring Valley minus 6.
6?
Dude, they've given up 50 points in 7 games.
Yeah, how many?
They're on the road.
They're scoring a ton of
people there.
They beat Pahrump 13-7 last week.
Who?
Spring Valley. They beat Pahrump by 6.
Pahrump's got Sam Tuznik.
You're telling me Pahrump?
Who's friends with Katie the
intern. Telling me Pahrump is the same is Sierra Vista. I don't. You're trying to hustle me this week. All these lines. I don't
What's
like
the
it.
Line? Six?
No, I was gonna say like 2.5.
2.5. That's...
This game's a total toss up.
I'll go 4.5.
No, we're going to another.
Okay.
Game.
All right. You're trying to hustle me. 2.5.
Six.
2.5.
It'd be corrupt by six.
Christian Tozzi's worth 6 points on his own.
Malik Brody is probably the best player in the lower level.
Yeah, but he's not gonna. He's gonna run right into Tozzi because the line for Spring Valley is gonna dominate Vista.
I think Spring Valley is the favorite, but it's very slight, and we disagree about this all the time. The coaches are on my side. Home field matters. I don't care if no one's in the stadium.
Home field
matters.
Matters when it's Green Valley, Coronado, or Liberty something.
It matters. Bottom line.
Well, that's brutal to take that bus from Flamingo and Buffalo to...
We're not going to talk about this. We talk about it all the time. Home field matters. We ask coaches for advice, and you were going to say, have you ever heard one that says it doesn't, that the road does not matter?
It's they're saying that because they have to.
No, because the...
If you're taking a bus...
This is so ridiculous. You made me look up stats, and I told you. I gave you stats upon stats. Do you want me to research it again and tell you how much home teams win more than on the road?
Let's do it later because I've got some stats of my own. We're not talking... They're not going out of Vegas.
It doesn't matter.
If they're going to Mesquite,
the home field
if
matters.
They're going to Mesquite or to Overton.
You don't care, but I can send you a million studies. I can send you studies that say home field matters.
Here in Las Vegas?
Yes.
In Las Vegas?
No, in general, in high schools and whatever.
General, it's different because high school football is small town versus small town. This is, we're talking, they're going 5 miles.
It does. The travel is not
how
the
far
the
travel is makes, Vista to Spring Valley?
The travel makes a difference when you're going far. It doesn't necessarily make a difference. There is an advantage if you're playing at home, no matter what.
I agree with you if it's small town in Ohio and small town in Ohio. But if you're talking 7 miles in Las Vegas, I disagree. If you're talking going from Boulder City to Desert Pines, I agree. But if you're talking going,
I've got a book for you to read.
Okay,
you're
I
not
going
to read
how to read
scorecasting.
But if
they did a gigantic study on this and found that home field matters because it's a mental thing. You're more familiar at home. You like your surroundings. The biggest thing is the officials, the home team. It doesn't matter if no one is in the crowd. Actually, what this proved is that the fans have very little to do with actual home field advantage. The home field advantage has a lot to do with officials. It's a mental thing. It's subconscious that they give more
the
calls to the home team.
The
yes.
guy in the Mojave Cheyenne game is throwing flags at me.
Yeah, how much?
He gave me a 15-yarder.
It's something like 70% of games or something close to that, maybe 66. The road team gets more penalties.
All right. We'll let the coaches comment. Send me a text. Is home field advantage matter in Las Vegas? We talked to a few people. They said yes. But I'm saying 6 miles from Spring Valley to Sierra Vista won't impact the game.
I would like Sierra Vista more if they were at home.
They are at home.
I mean Spring Valley the other way. It's a very negligible difference, but it makes a difference.
Would you set the line differently?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Pahrump, who sucks outside of Pahrump, at Faith. I like Faith.
Yeah, your theory is pretty good with this one.
Okay.
Faith wins this game big. I can't wait for Faith Spring Valley now. Spring
I can't
Valley
wait
wins.
For Faith Moapa Valley, if that ever happens.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Okay, Mojave Clark. I was actually – this is a coin flipper for me because I think RV and Flanagan are better than – Wells and whomever else Clark may have, but RV and Flanagan just haven't got it done, and I think mentally Mojave might be beaten.
Can this be the game of the week? Because I really like Mojave in this spot. I just think they're the better team. I know they've lost 3 in a row, and there's some concerns there, but I like Mojave.
Pick?
Sure. I'll take it.
Oh, because you were going to give me points.
No, I thought it would be 1 or 2 either way. I'll
okay, pick.
Okay, so I got Mojave, you got Clark.
$5.
I think that's fair. I would have agreed to +2. I wouldn't have agreed to a field goal, but I would have agreed to
+2. Okay. I like Clark.
I'm glad we found a game.
Game's at Clark, by the way.
After so much conflict, I'm glad we found a game. I got Mojave.
Cheyenne at Western.
The game's at Clark, but Mojave's a better team is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think Spring Valley, Sierra Vista is a lot closer.
Is that game at Clark? Can you confirm that? I might have had that wrong, by the way.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Just because I think they played at Clark last year on Thursday Night Lights.
I'm taking Mojave either way. I saw another game where they had back-to-back home. Yeah, the game's at Clark.
Okay.
Cheyenne and Western.
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, I think both of us kind of discounted them and said they weren't making the playoffs. They got a pretty good chance now.
They do.
They just got to win 2 more games, and they are in.
Well, they're going to win on Friday, so that's a good point.
Yeah, let's see who they have last week. They got Clark. a really good game.
Yeah, that could decide.
That could be for a playoff spot. All right, so we both got Cheyenne this week. Desert Pines is hosting Rancho. Man, I think Desert Pines is really good, but it's kind of disappointing that they never getting to play anyone down the stretch.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Moapa Valley.
Yeah, you have been.
Yeah.
I know. I just
That's why I think both those teams got to be on upset alert in the playoffs, because the teams in the Sunset are fighting every week to get in. They've been playing meaningful games. Meanwhile, Moapa Valley's last six guys have been playing a half a game. You know, if I'm Brett Lewis, I'll be honest with you, I'm playing my starters from start to finish against whomever I'm playing. Who do they play this week? Boulder and whoever they play in the last week. You got to get those guys. I mean, you just can't go from playing half a game to playing a full game. You got to be in shape. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to run up the score because I'm playing to win.
They got Schaap in the last week.
Well, Schaap's going to give them a run, think. Baby.
Yeah.
Is that game at Schaap?
It's at Schaap.
At the Cowboy Corral.
That means something for sure.
Okay, well.
All right, here's a good one. Canyon Springs at Green Valley. I'm really kind of torn on this. This is Green Valley's homecoming, and I really think homecoming is a – I don't like when teams play another good team on homecoming. It really honestly can be a distraction. It doesn't have to be a distraction for your whole team, but if it's just one or two guys are distracted by building the float or whatever,
yeah, or
it planning, all tumbles down.
Or planning your date night for some of these kids, you're – you know, going on your real first date, right?
Exactly. I really dislike playing a good game.
Do you remember
homecoming.
my Jubilee story?
Yeah, little bit.
Homecoming senior year, the disaster. Oh.
So that makes me think Canyon Springs has a good shot here. I would think Canyon Springs has a shot anyway. I just can't quite pick against Green Valley. I thought I was so impressed with this defense. I'm going to go Green Valley, but I'm telling you, I definitely have some internal conflict here. I'm going to say Green Valley in a really close game.
I'm going to say Green Valley in a really close game as well. I don't have the internal conflict. I think Green Valley, they're pretty – you know what? This is going to contradict that, though. Do you think Green Valley might be overconfident now? I hate to turn this into the Green Valley podcast, but they definitely are – they're confident. It's a confident group, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. What about this?
You said pretty close, though, but you haven't won by two touchdowns.
Well, I mean, one's a garbage touchdown late, you know, pick six to the house, like you saw in the Jets game and the Cardinal game this weekend.
Okay. I was going to say we can get another $5 bet here. It sounds like you don't really like it.
I don't want to have to go to the bank.
I was going to ask you, what would you make the line? I'm not even betting on it.
Green Valley, 7.5.
That was exactly what I was thinking, and I would take Canyon.
Ooh, I would take Green Valley.
You want to make it? Yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Jesus Christ. All okay, right. Green Valley, -7.5, Brewer. Canyon +7.5 CK.
I think this is the best line we've made. I think that's about perfect.
Okay. Foothill -11 is still on the board if you want it.
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Centennial, Shadow, non-league game.
Centennial big.
They're not looking ahead to the Arborview game yet?
It's still 2 weeks away,
well,
right?
Well, on they Twitter, they're looking games. Forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Everybody's looking forward to it.
I can't wait for that game. Yeah, I got Centennial.
If this year has taught us anything in the 48th minute of our podcast, it's that the realignment was done so poorly. 80% of the teams make the playoffs. No reward. It's got to be two teams per region. There's teams that are just overmatched. It's not fun for anybody. People are going to get hurt. Both teams aren't having fun. You got to do better, Nevada.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. All
right.
And who am I? I'm just one guy that covers it more than anybody else.
Is that it?
That's all we got.
No more games. All right. Thanks for listening.
Eat.
Prep Sports Now.
Eat.
Sun Stand Out. Talk to you next week.